Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. That was Helen Forrest from 1947 with a lovely tune, Help Yourself to My Heart, that was written by Buddy Kay. And that's who we'll be listening to this morning, recordings by one of the finest vocalists from our time period, and that is Helen Forrest. Well, she's remembered particularly for the warmth of her voice and her skills in interpretation and a wonderful talent for matching the lyrics to the music of the big bands, both during the swing era and beyond. Well, she started out her career during the swing era and sang with several of the finest big bands that flourished then. And then she went on to have a very successful solo career that lasted for decades. Well, Helen Forrest was born in Atlantic City, New Jersey, on April the 12th, 1917. She began singing in her teens, actually with her brother's band. That was in Washington, D.C. And then in 1938, she joined Artie Shaw's band and followed in the footsteps of Billie Holiday, who had been singing with Artie before then. And though Helen was quite different in style from Billie Holiday, Helen very quickly established her credentials with the Shaw Band, showing that lovely voice and timing. Well, we're going to hear two numbers that she recorded with Artie Shaw and his orchestra, both from 1939. First of all, we'll hear a song written by Johnny Mercer, You Grow Sweeter as the Years Go By, which could be said about Helen herself. She started out sweet too, of course. And then we'll hear her again with Artie Shaw and a number written by Irving Berlin called I Poured My Heart Into a Song. Two recordings from the lovely voice of Helen Forrest.
Had to say it with my heart. If it's never played on the hit parade, it will still contain a heart that is beating true. If it's not a hit, I won't mind a bit, long as it conveys a love that I bear for you. Oh, here is my heart wrapped in a song, and if you take it, please don't tear my song apart. For if you do, you won't be just destroying a song. You will be tearing up my
two songs from Helen Forrest and that lovely voice from 1939, accompanied by Artie Shaw and his orchestra. We heard You Grow Sweeter as the Years Go By, written by Johnny Mercer, and I Poured My Heart Into a Song from the pen of Irving Berlin. Well, after her time with Artie Shaw, Helen moved on to her next big band, and that was the one led by Benny Goodman in 1939. And she stayed with Goodman's band for 2 years. Well, their collaboration produced some very nice music, as we'll hear in just a moment. And we're sort of starting to move out of the swing era at this point, and Benny Goodman was consolidating the enormous success of his swing band, and he was moving to a more broadly based style. He'd been helped along by arrangers like Fletcher Henderson in the 1930s, and now he started to work with Eddie Sauter. And so some rather nice arrangements. He also had many fine vocalists on the roster, and Helen Forrest certainly ranks up with the best of them. We'll hear two recordings she made with the Benny Goodman Orchestra in 1940. First of all, lovely song written by Vernon Duke, Ted Fetter, and John Latouche called Taking a Chance on Love. And then we'll hear them with a lovely tune from the pens of George and Ira Gershwin. Helen will bring us The Man I Love. And we'll also hear, from 1940, a rather rare recording. Helen had begun recording around this time with smaller groups, and we'll hear her on one that she made with Lionel Hampton and the Nat King Cole Trio in 1940. The song is written by Victor Young and Ned Washington, and it's called I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You. Three more recordings featuring the beautiful voice of Helen Forrest, and we'll hear her with Benny Goodman and Taking a Chance on Love.
Thank you. And in a little while, he'll take my hand.
you oh so madly. I need your love so badly, but I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. Oh, I thought at last I'd found you, but other love sought to. You might discover that I'm a lover meant for you, and I'd be true. But what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming.
Three more songs from Helen Forrest, a beautiful voice from 1940. We heard her two numbers with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, Taking a Chance on Love and The Man I Love. And we just heard her with Lionel Hampton and the Nat King Cole Trio. And again from 1940, I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You. One of the jazz standards from way back. And as I mentioned, written by Victor Young, Ned Washington, and also with credits to Bing Crosby, who, of course, recorded it himself. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. As we do on the first Sunday in September each year, we're celebrating the work of one of the loveliest female vocalists of the 20th century, and that is Helen Forrest. As I said, she had a very long career, lasting well into the 1990s, but we're in the 1940s at the moment, just listening to her work with the big bands. Well, in 1941, Helen moved on to working with another famous band leader, and that is Harry James. And she spent 2 years with the James Band, and they had some very big hits together. And it was during this time, in the year 1942, that she was voted the top female performer in the US. And we're also moving away a bit from the swing era style and into more of a mainstream approach. And Harry James started to give a higher profile to his vocalists than had Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw, and specially prepared arrangements for them is what he provided. And you see here, I mean, back in the swing era, really the vocalists were just one of the band. And now in the 1940s, they're starting to move out in front. They are frequently the main performer with the band accompanying. But at the moment, we've still got the vocalist and that wonderful band style. And I've got to say that that blend of her rich and warm voice with Harry James' unique trumpet style really did resonate with fans during those early years of World War II. And we're going to hear two numbers from her time with the band. From 1941, a number written by Julie Stein and Frank Lesser, I Don't Want to Walk Without You. And then we'll hear her from 1942, the lovely tune. Harold Adamson and Louis Alter wrote it, and it's called Manhattan Serenade. Two songs from Helen Forrest and Harry James.
Thank you.
Songs from Helen Forrest and Harry James. And we've just been in the early 1940s with her when she was singing with Harry James and his orchestra. A lovely combination. And we heard him with I Don't Want to Walk Without You from 1941 and Manhattan Serenade from 1942. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you on CHUO 89.1 FM. The University of Ottawa. And this morning we are celebrating the work of one of the finest vocalists of the 20th century, and that's Helen Forrest. She's perhaps not a household name to contemporary audiences, but she certainly was at the time. And she's particularly noted for having a very rich voice and wonderful interpretive skills. And her timing was just brilliant too. So she always did a beautiful job of any song she sang. And she sang most of the great standards. And we're hearing a tiny selection from her work today from the late 1930s through to the early 1950s. Well, Helen Forrest left the Harry James Orchestra in 1943 and she set out on a solo career. Well, as I mentioned, this went on for decades and I believe she was still performing in the early 1990s. And, you know, that's a pretty impressive career by any standards. Well, we're going to hear her now from the mid-1940s and it's been here in duet with singer Dick Haymes. He had also worked with the Harry James Orchestra and set out again on a solo career. And they met up again, and he had a radio show at this time. I believe it was every Saturday night. And they performed together on his radio show. Helen was his guest quite often. And fortunately for us, they recorded their duets for the future. And that's what we'll hear now. And it's before I mention what we will hear, I just can't get over the fact that when you tuned in on a Saturday night, this is what you could hear. And just so much talent and wonderful music. And from 1945, we will hear the two of them with All Through the Day, lovely tune written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein. And we'll also hear them from 1946 with Till We Meet Again from Richard Whiting and Raymond Egan. Dick Haymes and Helen Forrest.
All through the day I dream about the night. I dream about the night here with you.
I wish away the time until the time when I'm here with you.
Down falls the sun, I run to meet you.
The evening mist melts away. Kiss I dreamed of all through the day. kiss me, said adieu. When the clouds roll by, I'll come to you.
Then the skies will seem more blue. Down in Lover's Lane, my dear one, wedding bells will ring so merrily.
Every tear will be a memory, so wait and pray each night for me till we meet again.
When the clouds roll by, I'll come to you.
Then the skies will seem more blue. Down in Lover's Lane, my dear one, wedding bells will ring so merrily. So wait and pray each night for me.
You've just been listening to Dick Hames and Helen Forrest with two duets from the mid-1940s. We heard All Through the Day from 1945 until We Meet Again from 1946.
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. From Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and every Sunday at this time we bring you music from days gone by. This morning is no exception. We have one of our annual specials this morning. Every September, the very first Sunday in September, I always like to celebrate the beautiful voice of Helen Forrest. From the earlier part of her career, from the late 1930s through to the early 1950s. As I said, she was very, very popular in her day and recognized as being one of the great female vocalists of her time. Well, we have a few more songs for you this morning, and we're going to move into the late 1940s and early 1950s. And at that time, she embarked upon a project which was to record music for the World Program Service, and that operated under the World Broadcasting System. She did that in New York City, and she worked with the orchestra of Carmen Dragon. I gather they were circulated around the world and broadcast all over. And they included some of her loveliest recordings and some classic standards amongst them. And I think you'll agree, it's a beautiful showcase for her voice. Well, we have several recordings from that set to see us out. And we're going to listen to four right now. They're quite short. Most of them were 2 minutes or so. And we'll start with a number from Harry Warren and Al Dubin, I Only Have Eyes for You. Then Helen will bring us the lovely tune Bill from the musical Showboat, written by Jerome Kern, Oscar Hammerstein, and P.G. Woodhouse. Following that, we will hear from the pens of Gus Kahn and Isham Jones, The One I Love. And we will conclude the set with the tune Everything I Have Is Yours. all from 1949. So four more recordings from Helen Forrest from 1949, and we'll start with I Only Have Eyes for You.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. But they all disappear from view, and I only have eyes for you. But they all disappear. That no other eyes reveal. passing by and never even know that he is my ideal. Recognize the light in his eyes that no other eyes reveal, or will I pass him by and never even know that he is my somebody else. He means his tender songs for somebody else. And even when I have his arms around me, I know his thoughts are strong for somebody else. Somebody else. I bet they're not so cold as somebody else. It's tough to be alone on the shelf. It's worse to fall in love by yourself. One I love belongs to somebody. Everything I have is yours, you're part of me. Everything I have is yours, my destiny. I would gladly give the sun to you if the sun were only mine. I would gladly give the earth to you and the stars that shine. Everything that I've for you, let my dream of happiness come true. I'd be happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours,
from Helen Forrest from 1949. You've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO. Thanks so much for listening today, and do please stay with us. Randy's coming up with 2 hours of great jazz with In Transition starting in another 5 minutes or so. So do please stay with us and enjoy what Randy's bringing to you this morning. And do join me again next week for another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. We do have one more song from Helen Forrest, and it's another one in the collection of the transcriptions that she made for the World Program Service, and this time in 1950. She's accompanied by the Carmen Dragon Orchestra, and the song is written by Carol Loveday and Helmi Kressa, and it's called That's My Desire. Here's Helen Forrest.
Spend one night with you in our old rendezvous and reminisce with you, that's my desire, to meet where gypsies play down in that dim cafe and dance till break of day. That's my desire. We'll sip a little glass of wine. I'll gaze into your eyes divine. I'll feel the touch of your lips pressing on mine. To hear you whisper low just when it's time to go, Sherry, I love you so. That's my desire. That's my dream.